The Muppets present Trent Crim's Confession, written by Perpetual Motion and read by Flower Parish. This is a Ted Lasso fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Trent Crim / Ted Lasso. Tagged, admitting feelings, get together, sort of. Summary: Trent lost a bet. Ted's not quite sure what to do when he answers a video call from Richmond and sees Trent sitting at his desk and Roy scowling behind him. Not in a regular Roy sort of way, either. It's the disappointed scowl, the one that tells you Roy knows you tried to get out of doing something you'd promised to do. "Well, heya, gents," Ted greets. "What's got two of the finest greyhounds in all of Richmond pulling up to my front door, metaphorically speaking?" It's just after 6 in Kansas City, and Ted's brain instantly does the time zone math. It's just after midnight for them. Not terribly late, but later than any of them usually call him. Trent looks upward and sighs very deeply. Roy shifts, and then Trent's chair jiggles. "Roy, why are you kicking Trent's chair? I thought you two got all your arguing worked out last season." "New issue," Roy grunts. "Technically, it's not," Trent says, glancing back at Roy. "It was a last season issue, too." "Yeah, well, since you chickened out, we couldn't fix it then," Roy says. "I really do not see..." "You lost the bet, Crim. Pay up." Trent turns back to the screen, seems to startle at the sight of Ted, and then immediately looks up again like he really doesn't want to make eye contact. Ted can't help a little chuckle. "How about we do this like old times?" he says. "You raise your finger, and I'll call on you for a question." Trent looks into the camera again, and Ted's surprised to see his cheeks get a little pink. Trent sighs again, though not quite the gust of last time, and holds up his finger, giving Ted a small, sweet smile that makes Ted think of how you can miss something you've never had. "You," Ted says, pointing at Trent. Trent picks up his glasses from his desk and turns them over in his hands a few times. "Trent Crim. Well, Greyhounds historian, I suppose." "And?" Roy growls, when Trent doesn't say anything else for nearly 30 seconds. Trent looks pained. Ted feels his heart twist in sympathy. "Roy, he really doesn't seem like he wants to say whatever you're trying to get him to say." "He lost the bet." "Well, sure, but you could show him a little grace. He said he could name more Muppets than me." Ted whistles under his breath. "Hoo-wee, Trent, I love you, buddy, but that was a dumb bet to take. You know he's got the most edits on the Muppets Wikipedia page as anyone, right?" "No, I did not know that," Trent says, voice snippy in that way he gets when he knows he's the one who mucked it up, but still doesn't like it. "But lucky for Roy, I am a man of my word and won't use that knowledge to argue that he cheated." "Stand up, man," Ted says. "Then get on with it," Roy says, at the same time. Ted shrugs. "Hey, you need more of a warm-up, Trent. I got nothing but time. Henry's with Michelle. I'm just sitting here in my jammy jams having a quiet night." Trent looks up again, then back at the camera. Ted recognizes the look in his eyes. Whatever Trent's been building up to, he's ready to say. "Ted, I have been in love with you for a while." 2 years, Roy cuts in. "Close enough," Trent says. "And I didn't tell you while you were still here for a variety of reasons." "Emotionally constipated fuckboy," Roy snaps. "Perhaps," Trent admits. But then it turns out Roy knows the actual names of the mice who want cheeses for the Mises. "They didn't have names in that movie, did they?" Ted asks. "Not spoken, but it's in the script," Roy says, corroborated by Brian Henson in the 25th anniversary interviews. "Ah," Ted says, and then what Trent's said actually catches up to him. "Wait, in love with me?" Trent looks like he wants to sigh again, but he doesn't. He just gives Ted that small, warm smile again, and then a nod. "Yes, Ted, in love with you." "Why?" Ted asks. "Oh, for fucks," Roy bellows. He steps behind Trent and leans down so Ted can see him. "Really? That's your first question. You, the nicest fucker on the planet who puts everyone else fucking first and tried to emotionally unconstipate an entire fucking Premier League team. I would argue he achieved that one, Trent says. Thank you kindly, Trent, Ted says. And, for the record, I don't know that I'm in love with you, but I am definitely willing to talk to you about it. Trent blinks a few times. Really? You're sure? Sure, I'm sure. I've actually been unpacking a lot of stuff with my therapist about sexuality and all that, and well, turns out some guys don't look at other guys' butts in their football gear. You know that? I didn't know that. I just thought we all liked the view. Trent blinks a few more times. Roy, I've met the rules of our agreement. Help me. Roy sighs this time, even louder and longer than Trent ever had. Yeah, no, that's fair. Ted, Trent will call you back after we have both fucking dealt with the fact that you didn't know you weren't straight. Wait, y'all knew I wasn't and didn't tell me? No, we had suspicions but aren't huge dicks about other people's sexualities, so we didn't make assumptions, Roy says. Ah, gotcha. Well, I appreciate that. But if you weren't sure I did know what you weren't sure I knew, why make the bet with Trent? Because sometimes the best way to move on is to tell people the truth and see what happens, Roy says, and takes 3 large steps back, then leaves the office. His therapist made him admit some feelings he's having to the people he's having them for, and he's now on a spree to make the rest of us do it because he feels so much better, Trent says. He gives Ted another small, warm smile. And, you know, I think he's right. I do feel better. I'm glad, Trent Crim, cute guy. I'm gonna be in England for the game in a few weeks. How about we talk some more without Roy chaperoning and see if we want to get dinner when I'm in? Trent nods, and he looks confident and comfortable, and hoo boy, with the new information about himself and Trent Crim's thoughts on him, Ted is definitely enjoying the whole look for more than just the view. Well, all right, Ted says. You fellas get to bed. You've got a game in the morning. Good night, Ted, Trent says. Night, Trent, Ted replies. He lets Trent hang up first, feeling good when Trent lingers for a few seconds before actually doing so. Ted looks up at the ceiling and laughs. Well, how about that? He opens his messages and texts Roy. Thanks for helping Trent talk about his feelings. He said you've been talking about yours more. Proud of you. He thinks for a moment after hitting send, and decides to take a chance. Speaking of bets, help me win one. Were you confessing to Jamie and Keely at the same time? Roy's response is immediate. Fuck you, why do you have that bet on me? Ted laughs. Well, like a smart man said, I try to give people their space and try not to speculate. It's 3 minutes of the dots bubbling up and down as Roy types, pauses, then types again. Yeah, it was them. We're trying something out. Give them kisses for me, but stay away from Trent. I think I've got dibs. Roy sends back a gif of Kermit flailing and screaming. Ted grins and sends back a thumbs up. The end.